Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Het. We mentioned a person who is Mehalel Shabbat, he violates Shabbat, he is also punished by stoning. Mishnah says, a Mehalel Ta Shabbat, someone who violates Shabbat, Bedavar Shehayavin Alav Zedono Karet, Ve'al Shigato Hatat. A person would only be executed if, for this particular sin, if he did it on purpose, with no witnesses and no warning, then he would be karet. Hashem would deal with him. He would be punished in the next world in a very severe manner, or he would die young. In this world, that's what karet. That would be the punishment for this type of violation if he did it without witnesses or no warning. Ve'al shigato karet. And if he did it by mistake, he would have had to bring a korban hatat. We're saying that here basically is, if a person violated one of the 39 melachot that we know traditionally are violating on a high level, if a person did it with no witnesses, he would be karet. If he did it by mistake, he'd have to bring korban hatat. If he did one of these melachot in front of witnesses and with warnings, then the Beit Din would execute him. But if a person violated another type of Shabbat law that wasn't part of the 39 melachot, even though it's from the Torah, for example, let's say the Tehom Shabbat, you're not allowed to walk more than 2,000 amot from a person's town, which is according to some deoraita, but it's not one of the 39 melachot. For that, a person would violate lo ta'aseh, but he wouldn't get execution. So what we mean over here simply is when you're mehalel Shabbat, it's one of the 39 melachot that's being done on purpose with witnesses and proper warning. Hamekalel aviv imo, somebody who curses his mother, his father or mother, eno hayab ad shekalelim b'shem. He wouldn't be liable to execution until he curses them using the name of Hashem. Kelalam b'kinui, if he cursed them with a substitute name of Hashem, he said, for example, the Hashem, the Rahum, Hashem's the merciful. He didn't use the word name Hashem. He said merciful, which is alluding to Hashem, and Rabbi Meir Mechayev, according to Rabbi Meir, he says he's still liable for execution. V'hachamim potrin, but the Hachamim say that he is not liable for execution.